Welcome to the Online Success Journey Podcast, your opportunity to discover and learn from entrepreneurs like yourself. This is not your typical podcast, but a place where you can get the real story and find out how real people encounter speed bumps and detours, but journey through to find success. Now, here's your host for the Online Success Journey Podcast, Patience.
Everyone, and welcome to Online Success Journey. This is episode 167. Are you ready to join the clan? Today we have Femme Opeigner, the founder and the CEO of LinkedInOptimization.com. They enable sales teams to generate business-to-business leads on LinkedIn via profile optimization, growth strategies, and advertising. Femme's clients have been able to connect with their clients, engage them, and grow sales by getting their message to 1,000 of targeted prospects. Hello, Femme.
Hello. How are you, Patience?
I am happy to have you here, and the clan is anxious to hear your story. So let's get started with the basics. Can you tell my clan a little bit about your background, about what you did before you started your own online business?
Sure, absolutely. And thank you very much for having me. So prior to becoming an entrepreneur and starting my own online business, I was in the investment banking arena where I was for almost 10 years. But to back up a bit from that, my background is actually in law. So I studied a law degree at Keele University. And following that, I graduated from law school here in London in 2002. I did work for a couple of law firms after that. And then I decided at some point to transition into investment banking. And as I said, I was there for almost 10 years until 2014.
Wow, what a background, what a story. Okay, what made you transit from being a banker to now being an entrepreneur?
Very, very detailed. We could be here for a couple of hours if I have to go into it. But I would say the decision for me to leave investment banking, it was actually made in 2009. But I didn't actually take the decision until 2014. So a lot of people may remember that in 2008, there was a famous, well, they call it a credit crunch. There was a collapse of a major bank named Lehman Brothers. I was working for Deutsche Bank at the time, which is a German investment bank based in London. And that sent a lot of shockwaves through the entire financial banking system and the rest of the world. And I lost my job at that time. Now, I lost my job in January 2009. And the next 4 months, I spent doing a bunch of different things. But the main thing that I was looking forward to or wanting to achieve was to obtain another job. And in that time period, I couldn't do it. So I would wake up every day. I would go online. I would send my CVs to recruitment consultants. I would call them and I would vigorously go through this process. But the thing is, there were no jobs in the market at the time. A lot of people were getting laid off and I became very depressed. And eventually that led to me being suicidal. When I came out of that depression, it was then that I actually looked, I started asking myself some more detailed questions about whether this was authentically what I wanted to do with my life. And I decided it wasn't. And that is when I made the decision to that I needed to leave investment banking.
Well, because some people, you came out of that depression and started something new with your life. But what helped you?
Well, I mean, I would love to say that it was something profound. I would love to say that maybe it was maybe a family member or a friend. But at that time, I didn't speak to anyone about my depression. People would call me. My friends would call me. They would invite me out. My family would call me. They would ask me if I was okay. And my answer to them was, yes, I'm fine. Yes, I'm fine. Yes, I'm fine. And that was my standard response to everyone. However, there was a 2 week period where I had decided at some point in the future, I said, okay, well, I'm going to commit suicide. And the way I was going to do this, because I'd actually planned out the way I was going to do it as well, was to jump out of the window which was in the room I was staying in at the time. It was a large window, and I think I was on the third or fourth floor. And I thought, look, if I just flop out of the window, then, you know, that would be it. And so at the point where I got to my lowest point, I was so exhausted that I would actually just fall. I would just crawl into bed and I'd fall asleep for an hour. And as I said, this was happening on a daily basis for about 2 to 3 weeks until I decided I couldn't continue anymore. And that's when I said, okay, I need to find a way out of this. And so that's when I started asking myself some questions about what I authentically wanted to do with my life. And I got the next job that I could get, which was a telesales job where I was selling home insulation. I was dreadful at the job. And I think I made something like maybe about £80 a week, which is a fraction of what I made in investment banking. But it got me out of that cycle. And I was able to start thinking about ways to improve my life.
Okay. Now you are into LinkedIn, helping your clients, get clients, and also build their businesses. But why do you do what you do?
I do what I do because, well, first of all, I believe the time freedom is very important. And that was one of the things that really stuck. It really struck me when I was working in investment banking. I realized that although I was getting paid all of this money, my time wasn't my own, and I didn't really have the freedom to do what I wanted. And so I decided that when I did eventually quit, that I was going to do something that would tick a lot of boxes for me. So I wanted a business that would fit into my lifestyle. I wanted the ability to be able to still, if I decided to move to another country or go on holiday, that I could still have a business and I could still run a business. And therefore, it had to be an online business. I wanted a business that I could scale at my own pace. And I wanted a business that could grow with me, a business with low overheads. And this LinkedIn business ticked a lot of those boxes. In fact, it ticks most of those boxes, all of those boxes. But what actually happened for me to get into this is that people started asking me if I could optimize, no, sorry, if I could write their resume for them. So I was writing a couple of resumes, and then someone asked if I could write their LinkedIn profile. And I said yes, and I decided to look into it in more detail. And I was optimizing profiles, and then I decided to scale it into something that could make me a recurring income on a monthly basis.
How long did it take you to get your first client?
How long did it take me? Well, first of all, a friend of mine suggested that I join Upwork. So it was in Upwork that I first got a client who asked me to write their CV, because she said to me, I'm making a lot of money on Upwork. I think you should get involved, because we were both in the startup field. We were both entrepreneurs and we're running around looking for ways to generate income. And so I would say it took me maybe about 2 months to get the first client.
Let's put man aside. How do you know you are successful?
That is a very complex and detailed question. And therefore, I have a very complex and detailed answer, but I will try to keep it as simple as possible. So I would say that success is a personal thing. It's an individual thing. And we have the luxury of determining what success means to us. So when I decided at some point to leave investment banking, I wrote down a list of authentically what I wanted from life. And so these were things that, and this list I've never shown anyone, and I've never spoken in detail about what is on the list. And the reason I did that is because I knew that if I did, then there was a potential I wouldn't be as honest or authentic with myself. I think success is based upon our decision of the things that we want. If I was to break it down into a sentence, it says the ability to do what you want when you want with whoever you want.
Why did you keep the list a secret? Do you think you can't achieve those goals you have put down to yourself if you shared it with someone? They will be coming back and they say, it has been 3 years. You haven't really achieved what you said, my friend. And then you'll have to tell them, no, wait for 10 years, my friend.
Well, actually, I believe it is partly because there's a pressure from other people for from maybe from our peers, from our family, to be a certain person. And I didn't want that. And as I said, the purpose was to be as authentic as possible. And for me to be as authentic as possible, it is something that needed to be shared with myself and myself alone. And that is why I didn't share it with anyone. Because quite frankly, our success is really a personal thing. It doesn't require other people to be involved.
That is a big secret. Okay. Can anyone be an entrepreneur, or are some people more cut out for it than others?
Complicated question. I would say first of all that who we are today is not the person that we necessarily will be for the rest of our lives. So we can adapt and we can mold who we are. And so therefore, on that basis, I believe that anyone can be an entrepreneur and anyone can run their own business. But it takes a lot of discipline, a lot of self-discipline for people to be entrepreneurs. So, for example, typically when you're working in an office environment, you put on your suit, you walk to the office, you sit in front of your computer, you work. And at the end of the month, without fail, you look in your bank account and there's money there. As an entrepreneur, you can work 10 times as hard as the person who was sitting in the office and still look into your bank account at the end of the month, and there can be no money there. And so that a lot of people cannot do that. A lot of people don't have the, a lot of people just they don't have that the desire or the will to work and not earn. And so for that reason, a lot of people cannot do it. But it can be it is a skill that can be learned over time.
Okay, what have you learned from business as a whole?
I would say that business is actually a lot about self-management. I will use the actually an analogy of actually going to the gym because I go to the gym and I work out as much as possible. I'm not as disciplined as I'd like to be, but I'm working on it. But when you go to the gym, for example, you'll find that there are certain parts of your body, of your anatomy, that are not as strong as others, and so therefore you will have to, you have to develop them over time, and that is the same with business. It's about self-discipline. It's about personal development. It's about self-management. And I think that is actually the key to success and becoming an entrepreneur. That's the key to business.
What is one thing no one knows about you?
Ooh, one thing that no one knows about me. A lot of people don't know that I focus a lot on spirituality. That is I don't like to use that term. Because I think all of us have an element of spirit within us, but I focus a lot on my spiritual well-being because I think that it is it's a very important and integral part of us. Now I could elaborate upon that, but again, that would be a 5-hour conversation.
Okay. Do you have a mentor or a coach in your business?
At the moment, I don't. And part of the reason is that when I initially started in entrepreneurship, I had a couple of coaches along the way, and it really didn't work out because those people in particular, they either tried to take advantage of me or it was just based upon, some kind of monetary value for them. So for that reason, I have shied away from it. Now, Having said that, I do actually believe that it's important to have a mentor or a coach, someone to keep you on track. So, for example, if you look at the top athletes in the world, all of them have a coach. So you look at Michael Jordan, you look at Tiger Woods, you name any athlete in the world. I'm watching Tour de France at the moment. So Geraint Thomas, Chris Froome, all of them have a coach. So I think it's important to have a coach. But I would say that be careful who you choose as your coach, because there are a lot of people who don't necessarily have your best interests at heart. And there are some people also that don't necessarily understand coaching and don't necessarily understand what's important to you. They just want to put their agenda or what they believe is important, and they want to place that upon you.
Okay, let's stay away from coaches. All right, let's talk about your business, LinkedIn Optimization. Tell us more about it.
Sure. I've actually changed the name to Linked Optimization. And the reason I changed it is because I was having some issues, you know, trademark issues with LinkedIn. So I've changed the name to Linked Optimization. So I just removed the IN. So in a nutshell, what we do is we provide a fully outsourced LinkedIn lead generation service to enable sales professionals and businesses to generate B2B leads on LinkedIn. And my clients, they will typically get 10 to 15 additional high ticket sales appointments every month. And all they have to do is focus on closing those sales. And typically, my clients are able to establish authority status, they're able to save time, and they're able to increase their revenue by fully outsourcing the lead generation function to my business.
Wow. Who is this program for? What type of clientele do you take on?
As I stated, it's typically B2B. And the reason it's B2B is because the search functionality of LinkedIn is geared towards the B2B community. Now, having said that, LinkedIn can be used for B2C, but it's a lot easier and more direct to use it for B2B. So typically they are B2B. Typically people who have, they sell a high ticket product or service to other businesses, and it is businesses that they want to increase the volume and the quality of the sales appointments that they currently have. And rather than them doing this in-house, they outsource this function to a team of experts that are going to help them, that are going to enable them to achieve this. And it is typically also people that understand a bit about LinkedIn already. So before the podcast, we were talking a bit about the different forms of social media. So things like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, etc. Those are more geared towards a B2C crowd. So direct to consumer, whereas LinkedIn is focused more on B2B, so businesses focusing on other businesses.
Let's see, try to get my listeners to understand this so we can work along with you. Can you not take on someone who's new and they want to build up their LinkedIn platform? You can't help those ones, or you just need to be someone who's already in the middle, making 1 million to 5 million?
So in terms of the company size, I typically work with medium to large size businesses. However, it is also possible to work with small businesses and with entrepreneurs as well, with startups. But as I mentioned, it would have to be a high ticket product or service. So for example, I was speaking to a client the other day, and he sells medical devices. So per sale, he makes a commission of £12,000. And that's what I mean by a high ticket product or service. So if he does a sale, he can make, one sale, he makes £12,000. However, he can make much more than that as well. And so our service is worth him working with. However, if you're working with small items, for example, so for instance, if you sell wallets and your wallets are £20, then that's not a high enough ticket item for us to work with. But yes, we can work with small businesses and startups.
when should we think about building our profile on LinkedIn? When we start, or when we wait until we make £1 million?
No. So currently there are 600 million profiles on LinkedIn. And in the Western world, it's not the same in places like Africa, for example, because I've done the sums. Now, most people in the Western world have a LinkedIn profile. There are a lot of people in Africa that have it as well, but they don't have it as much. But this trend is changing. So I would say that most professionals, most businesses that you are targeting, they already have a presence on LinkedIn. So the CEO, he will have his LinkedIn profile there. And then you can also have a company page that links to his profile. So you can have your company page there as well. You can also have showcase pages. So I would say right from the beginning, you should have a LinkedIn presence. Why? Because most professionals, most people who have a job, who are working, they have some kind of presence on LinkedIn. And I guarantee you, one of the things that they will do when they come across your business or your name is they will type your name or your business into the search bar in LinkedIn, and they will read that information. Why? Because a lot of people trust the information that goes on LinkedIn. And another thing is that in terms of Google rankings, LinkedIn tends to come top in those rankings. So even if someone doesn't type your name into LinkedIn, but they type your name into Google, your LinkedIn profile will likely come top of that search result on the first page. And so therefore, it's very important that you control that information that you're putting out, rather than someone going to your page and seeing old information about you or information that you don't want them to be put out there about your business. And therefore, it's important not just to have a presence, but also to keep your LinkedIn profile up to date.
So how can we find you to get in connect with you and get all these, get into your program?
Sure. So my website is linkedoptimization.com. You can contact me at femi@linkedoptimization.com as well. If you go to my LinkedIn profile, actually, my phone number is there, my email address is there, my website, my calendar as well, so that you can directly book an appointment with me. And that is calendly.com/linkedoptimization. So there are numerous ways that you can get in touch with me.
So, Clan, there will be more from Femi in a moment. If you are listening on one of the many podcast platforms rather than my website and you are encouraged by Femi's journey, go to onlinesuccessjourney.com. For a bonus portion of the interview, the Online Success Journey is a wonderful membership community built for people searching for the path to success. We are one big clan and you can be part of this community for free. Once you have joined the clan, click on part two of Femi's journey or over 100 journeys that are available and learn how you can find the right path for your own online success journey. That's a wrap, clan. Remember, success is a journey. Patience and Femi.
This is not the end of the journey. We hope you've enjoyed listening to part one and want to be sure you know there is a second part to this and every journey podcast at onlinesuccessjourney.com, filled with even more success tips, uplifting stories, and even a bit of fun. There are dozens of episodes only available to the members of the Online Success Journey clan. Check out the website and click on Join the Clan for more information. Patience would like to thank you for listening to this podcast, and she has a free audio gift for you at her website. Go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for instant access to this gift. Of course, you know that listening to the journeys of others helps each of us chart our own path. So make sure you're subscribed to be notified as each new interview is posted. There are so many ways to stay connected to the Online Success Journey and to listen in. And if you're enjoying the podcast, we appreciate your help in telling others. One of the best ways to share the benefit you get is to rate and review it at Stitcher and other sites by clicking the stars or completing the ratings form, by clicking thumbs up and leaving a comment on YouTube, or liking and sharing the podcast on social media. To review the podcast within iTunes, simply open iTunes to the podcast, click on Ratings and Reviews, then write a review. On behalf of patients and until next time, thanks once more for listening. It is our hope that this podcast will guide you on your own online success journey.